Sanford Republican Representative Jason Brodeur says the state health insurance program is outdated and it doesn't give employees what they want. Brodeur says workers who have chosen the state's HMO plan get more benefits, yet they pay the same rate as those on the state's PPO plans, which have fewer. He claims that's a situation unique to Florida, and it forms the basis for his plan to revamp the program.
If you talk with anybody in the industry, including Representative Murphy, who I spoke with yesterday, who I hope will speak to this, she will tell you just how far, I think out of whack is probably the technical term, that we are in both our offerings and our take-up rates, which tells us a couple things. It tells us that we're not offering what people want, and we're not offering the kind of value that we could have to our state workers.
That's Newport Richey Democratic Representative Amanda Murphy he's talking about. She's a financial advisor with the firm Raymond James, and she points out the cost to state employees is far lower than what coverage would cost in the private sector.
For instance, a $30,000 a year salary out in some corporations, the cost of the health care is $300 for a family or more versus the $180 that it is here. So that's what I'm talking about. These are tax dollars. These belong to the taxpayers of Florida.
Brodeur says there should be a difference in cost for employees that go with less expensive coverage. He also argues the change is necessary to account for the growth and how much the state is spending on state employee health benefits. In the past decade, the cost to the state has doubled to more than $15,000 a year for family coverage, while the employee contribution has remained the same at a little over $2,100 a year. The bill would also direct the state to establish tiers of coverage by 2017, similar to those in the Federal Affordable Care Act, with bronze, silver, gold, and platinum levels. The state would contribute a fixed amount of money toward the purchase of a plan, and the employee would pitch in the rest. Employees could pay more for higher value plans or pocket the savings if they choose smaller ones. The proposal also creates a pilot program in up to three counties to establish market pricing for some common procedures. The costs would be posted on the state health insurance website. The goal is to make state employees shop around. If an employee chooses a less expensive place to have a procedure done, that's more money in their pocket. If the procedure is performed in a place that charges more than the market rate, the patient would have to pay the difference. But House Health and Human Services Committee Chairman Richard Corcoran stresses the pilot is voluntary.
It's very carefully crafted. Representative Brodeur's done a great job. It's three regions. It's the length of time. And the providers that are in that pilot are the contracted providers that we already have in our existing plans. It's not like we're sending employees or incentivizing them to go down to Dr. Jones down by the river in the cabin, knock three times, get a heart surgery for $5,000 and pocket the rest. That's not happening.
But it does concern Ponte Vedra Beach Republican Representative Doc Renuart. He says as a doctor, he's liable for where he refers a patient, and he believes the less expensive option is not necessarily the best one.
And I don't make a referral based just on the least expensive. I do it based on quality because I know that I'm held to that standard too. There needs to maybe be some kind of a protection if the patient selects the less expensive option on their own, you know, that those who have maybe advised them otherwise will not be held to the responsibility the patient should have.
Jacksonville Democratic Representative Mia Jones cast the lone no vote on the bill. Jones noted the state has made several changes to the state health insurance program in recent years, and she thinks lawmakers should wait to see how those changes play out before doing more. The state expects to spend nearly $2 billion on health insurance for more than 173,000 policyholders in the current fiscal year. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.